Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support.
Importance of exercise when using GLP-1 drugs by Dr. Jenu Joseph. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement endorsed by Diabetes South Africa and the GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. Dr. Jenu Joseph unpacks obesity, the use of GLP-1 drugs, and why exercise is imperative when using them. Obesity in the spotlight. The prevalence of obesity has tripled in Africa between 1980 and 2010. It's predicted that 25% of the world's population will be obese by 2035. Currently, there are more than 1 billion people living with this condition worldwide, with women being more affected than men. The incidence is also rising in children at an alarming rate. Obesity has become the root cause of many chronic conditions. This leads to health complications, decrease in productivity, and life expectancy. The scientific community is making great strides in the understanding of obesity and the factors contributing to its onset and progression. The patient is no longer blamed, but is seen as a victim of their predisposing genetics, neurochemical and hormone imbalances, environmental, behavioral, and developmental factors. Even a 5 to 10% reduction in body weight improves blood pressure and cholesterol, decreases cardiovascular risk, improves mobility, sleep, liver function, and insulin sensitivity. Weight loss also boosts mental health, confidence, and immunity. Therefore, diet and exercise should be part of a holistic approach to the management of the patient. The healthcare provider and multidisciplinary team, such as dietitians, physical trainers, psychologists, etc., are vital in the treatment, monitoring, education, and ongoing support of the patient. Obesity, when labeled as a chronic progressive disease instead of a personal failure, empowers the patient and society to overcome the stigmas attached to it. Early intervention and treatment can change the trajectory of the disease and significantly improve the quality of the individual's life, which in turn has a positive effect on society. Screening of obesity is based on BMI and waist circumference. Patients with either a BMI greater than 30 or a BMI greater than 27 with comorbid conditions such as hypertension or diabetes should be treated. The arrival of GLP-1 RAs. Incretins, GLP-1, are hormones released in the gut in response to food intake. They stimulate the pancreas to secrete insulin, which lowers blood glucose levels. They also delay gastric emptying, which leaves you feeling fuller for longer. GLP-1s have an impact on the brain, thereby decreasing cravings and increasing satiety. Glucagon-like peptide receptor agonists, or GLP-1 RAs, mimic incretin GLP-1 by binding to the same sites and producing the same effects. The higher the dose, the greater the effect. Examples of these drugs are liraglutide, semaglutide, tirzepatide. Tirzepatide is a combination of a GLP-1 RA and glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide, or GIP, which is another incretin. These GLP-1 drugs have proven efficacy and safety not only in treating diabetes and obesity, but also in decreasing inflammation, reducing the risk of stroke, improving heart health, as well as blood pressure and cholesterol, and improving kidney and liver functions. However, there are side effects such as nausea, bloating, and sarcopenia. Insight into sarcopenia. Sarcopenia is the progressive loss of muscle mass due to decrease in the size and number of muscle fibers causing atrophy. It's commonly associated with the elderly and aging. Research shows that patients on GLP-1 RAs can lose up to 6 kg or 10% of lean muscle mass, or LMM, in the process of achieving their target weight, or BMI. This loss of LMM is comparable to natural muscle loss over a decade of aging. Sarcopenia is associated with frailty, leading to falls and fractures, which increase overall morbidity and mortality. Sarcopenic obesity describes a decreased muscle strength in patients compared to their normal BMI counterparts. Obese individuals have increased intramuscular fat, which reduces muscle quality. While decrease in body mass has multiple benefits, it's still unclear whether loss in LMM has a long-term detrimental impact on cardiovascular health. Assessing LMM and maintaining it is vital to the patient's quality of life. Screening. The clinical exam involves a strength test, assistance with walking, rising from a chair, climbing stairs, and falls, or an SARC F score as a screening tool. Your grip strength, your ability to walk, climb stairs, etc. are assessed to give a score out of 10. A score less than 4 requires further investigation and suggests risk of sarcopenia. The bone density scan, DEXA, is a low-energy imaging tool that assesses muscle mass, fat mass, and bone density. It's accurate and cost-effective. Why diet and exercise are crucial while using a GLP-1. Tailored diet and exercise programs are important when managing patients on GLP-1. RAs, a healthy diet with high-quality proteins such as lean meat, fish, eggs, legumes, dairy, and nuts help in promoting, repairing, and maintaining the LMM. Appropriate portions of fruit, vegetables, and good fats add to the optimal functioning of the body. Regular exercise is crucial to a healthy and balanced life. It improves balance, stamina, and strength. Exercise also improves circulation, cardiovascular health, bone density, and improves sleep and libido, while improving immunity and burning kilojoules, assisting with weight loss. It also enhances cognitive function, it improves mental health, and helps with stress management. Exercise delays the onset of many chronic conditions and reduces complications in existing conditions. The challenge is often to start leading an active lifestyle and then maintaining it. A well-rounded program includes aerobics such as walking, cycling, or dancing, resistance training, and flexibility and balance training such as with Tai Chi, yoga, or Pilates. Resistance training. Resistance training, or RT, also known as strength training, is essential if you're using a GLP-1 RA as it helps to combat the LMM loss that can occur. The musculoskeletal system benefits from the decrease in fat mass and central obesity, as well as increase in muscle mass, strength, and bone density. It can further improve lung function and decrease inflammation. RT should be the central component of your exercise routine. It involves muscles contracting against an external resistant to improve strength and endurance. External resistance can be in the form of your own body, where you do squats, lunges, or push-ups, or using equipment such as dumbbells and resistance bands. Flexibility and balance. Tai Chi, Pilates, and yoga also improve mental well-being, it boosts confidence, and improves overall cardiovascular health. Always use a qualified professional. It's important to train under a qualified professional who has expertise in helping overweight individuals. This allows you to learn correct techniques and prevent injuries. Baseline assessment on your fitness should be done, and then an individualized program should be implemented. The program should be sustainable and practical as you go through your daily life. Low-intensity workouts attaining a 40% heart rate can be gradually increased to higher-intensity workouts where you go to 50 to 60% of your heart rate based on your response and stamina. Sarcopenic patients should ideally work out 20 to 30 minutes a day at least 3 to 5 times a week on aerobics and attend bi-weekly sessions of flexibility and balance. RT should be a part of any exercise routine. Suggested exercise forms. Swimming is an excellent form of aerobics and RT that works on all the muscle groups. It improves muscle tone and strength while having a low impact on joints. This is owing to the buoyancy of water supporting the body, which is useful for obese patients. It also improves cardiac health and assists in weight loss. Calisthenics, a form of strength training that uses your own body weight as resistance to perform multi-joint compound movements with little or no equipment, enhances balance, coordination, flexibility, and fitness. It improves core strength, posture, and builds LMM. No special equipment is required, and it can be done in the comfort of your own home. Many obese individuals struggle with the idea of exercising in a public space. Calisthenics can help with weight loss and boost confidence levels as an individual becomes healthier. Tai Chi is a low-impact, slow-motion exercise. You do a series of motions without pausing while breathing deeply and meditating. Tai Chi is low intensity and is great for strengthening lower and upper limbs as well as core muscles and back. This improves overall balance and flexibility. It also increases LMM and decreases waist circumference. Yoga has various forms and, depending on intensity, can burn kilojoules and stimulate weight loss. It improves flexibility, balance, muscle control, and mobility. Yoga helps maintain the balance between muscle synthesis and breakdown, as well as increasing bone density and energy levels. Pilates is also a low-impact exercise that significantly reduces BMI and body fat percentage. It enhances flexibility, balance, core strength, and bone density. A take-home message. Exercise is therefore critical to the overall health benefits and healing of patients suffering in this obesity pandemic. Joining forces as society in this battle ensures the healing and thriving of our future generations.